Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate, Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence at fact numbers 43227 through 43305 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We received one letter of protest on tract number 43261 from Lake Arthur Reclamation Company, LTD, dated May 23, 2013. The staff has reviewed this letter of protest, and there are claimable water bottoms within the advertised tract area, and they will remain up. There will be no tracts recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we will proceed with the opening of the bid.
Good morning. We received one bid on tract 43227, advertised as 2,351 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 167.94 acres. The bidder is Harold J. Anderson, Inc. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $53,236.98. Or a per acre value of $317. Annual rentals are $26,618.49. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts: 43228 through 43243. We did receive one bid on track 43244, advertised as 187 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Border Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $25,712.50. Or a per acre value of $137.50. Annual rentals are $12,857. Royalties are 26.5%. We received one bid on track 43245, advertised as 169 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Border Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $23,237.50. Or a per acre value of $137.50. Annual rentals are $11,619. royalties are 26.5%. We received one bid on track 43246, advertised as 173 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Border Exploration, LLC. Border Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $23,787.50. $23,787.50, or a per acre value of $137.50. Annual rentals are $11,894. $11,894. Royalties are 26.5%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 43247 through 43250. We did receive one bid on track 43251, advertised as 56 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $14,280. $14,280. Or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $7,140. $7,140. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43252, advertised as 87 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,185. $22,185, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $11,092.50. $11,092.50. Royalties are 24%. We did not receive any bids on track 43253. We did receive one bid on track 43254, advertised as $2,499.89 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 191.3 acres. 191.3 acres. The bidder is Integrated Exploration and Production, LLC. Integrated Exploration and Production, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $28,695. $28,695, or a per acre value of $150. Annual rentals are $14,347.50. $14,347.50. Royalties are 21%. As additional consideration, the VUA State Lease 18065, numbers 1, serial number 230155, and 3, serial number 234492 wells, are located on the lands described in this portion bid. Clayton Williams Exploration, Inc., CWEI, is the owner and operator of record of said wells. Integrated Exploration and Production, LLC, Integrated, has entered into an agreement with CWEI to acquire said wells contingent upon Integrated's acquisition of a new state lease. As additional consideration for the granting of this lease and provided Integrated becomes an operator of record of said wells under the terms of its agreement with CWEI, Integrated will, during the first year of this lease, commence in good faith operations to restore production from one of said wells unless said operations are delayed or made impractical by occurrences of a force majeure event as defined in paragraph 13 of the lease of the state lease form. In the event Integrated fails to commence such good faith operations, Integrated will, within 30 days from the first anniversary of the lease, pay the state of Louisiana as liquidated damages the sum of $30,000. We did not receive any bids on track 43255. We did receive one bid on track 43256, advertised as 95 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Proland LLC. Proland LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $44,764. $44,764, or a per acre value of $471.20. Annual rentals are $22,382. $22,382. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43257 or 43258. We did receive one bid on 43259, advertised as 124 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Proland LLC. Proland LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $50,170.40. $50,170.40, or a per acre value of $404.60. Annual rentals are $25,085.20. $25,085.20. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43260, 261, or 262. We did receive one bid on track 43263, advertised as 508 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Allen and Kermsey Limited. Allen and Kermsey Limited. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $127,000. $127,000. Or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $63,500. $63,500. Royalties are 23.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43264, 265, 266, or 267. We did receive one bid on track 43268, advertised as 1,801.19 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 285.01 acres. 285.01 acres. The bidder is Tri-C Resources LLC. Tri-C Resources LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $116,854.10. $116,854.10. Or a per acre value of $410. Annual rentals are $58,427.05. $58,427.05. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43269. We did receive one bid on track 43270, advertised as 264.43 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Square Mile Energy, LLC. Square Mile Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $904,350.60. $904,350.60. Or a per acre value of $3,420. Annual rentals are $452,175.30. $452,175.30. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43271 through 43274. We did receive one bid on track 43275, advertises 1,893 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 917 acres. 917 acres. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $740,725.09. $740,725.09, or a per-acre value of $807.77. Annual rentals are $370,362.55. $370,362.55. Royalties are 25%. We received two bids on track 43276, advertised as 790 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 28 acres. 28 acres. And the bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,140. $7,140. Or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $5,600. $5,600. Royalties are 25%. The second bid on track 43276 is for a portion containing 12 acres. 12 acres. And the bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,048. $15,048. Or a per-acre value of $1,254. Annual rentals are $9,600. $9,600. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43277. We did receive one bid on track 43278, advertises 215 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $87,670.55. $87,670.55, or a per acre value of $407.77. Annual rentals do not appear on the bid form. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43279, advertised as 171 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $98,786.70. $98,786.70, or a per acre value of $577.70. Annual rentals are $49,393.35. $49,393.35. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43280. We did receive one bid on track 43281, advertises 1,970.87 acres, and the bid is for a portion containing 463.98 acres. 463.98 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $131,306.34. $131,306.34, or a per acre value of $283. Annual rentals are $65,653.17. $65,653.17. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 43282, 283, or 284. We did receive one bid on track 43285, advertises 89.091 acres. And the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Strata Acquisitions, LLC. Strata Acquisitions, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $49,445.51. $49,445.51, or a per acre value of $555. Annual rentals are $24,722.76. $24,722.76. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43286, advertised as 20 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Par Minerals Corporation. Par Minerals Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $20,220. $20,220. Or a per acre value of $1,011. $1,011. Annual rentals are $10,110. $10,110. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43287, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43288, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We receive one bid on track 43289, advertises 0.75 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $403.50. $403.50. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $201.75. $201.75. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43290, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We receive one bid on track 43291, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43292, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43293, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43294, advertised as 1 acre, and the bid is for the entire track, and it goes to HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 43295. We did receive one bid on track 43296, advertised as 20 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,040. $8,040, or a per acre value of $402. Annual rentals are $4,020. $4,020. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43297, advertises 18.5 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,437. $7,437, or a per acre value of $402. Annual rentals are $3,718.50. $3,718.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43298. We did receive one bid on track 43299, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. Anadarko E&P Onshore LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $16,080. $16,080, or a per acre value of $402. Annual rentals are $8,040. $8,040. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43300, 301, or 302. We did receive one bid on track 303, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,000. $6,000, or a per acre value of $150. Annual rentals are $3,000. $3,000. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on tracts 43304 or 43305. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn opening of the bids meeting. If there is a representative for Swift Energy in the audience, could you please come see Emil Fontenot at the table? Thank you.
Roll call, Mr. Segura.
He's here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Miller. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Graves. Mr. Klein. We have a quorum.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Very good. Thank you. Testing. Okay. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Charles Bradbury to present the agenda. Thank you.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,851 active leases covering nearly 793,000 acres. The G&A staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 178 leases covering approximately 71,000 acres. And of the 178, there are 6 leases covering 2 oil and gas fields to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with Lake Rackesy Field, state lease 1450, 1451, 1480, and 14589. And Exxon Mobil Corporation is our lessee. Committee last reviewed these leases on March 13, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation that Exxon Mobil Corp. commit to the drilling of a new well on or affecting those portions of state lease 1450, 1451, 1480, and 14589. On or before June 12, 2013, or release all the non-producing state lease acreage. If a well commitment is made, ExxonMobil must spud the well on or before September 11, 2013, or release all the non-producing state acreage. By letter dated May 23, 2013, ExxonMobil reported that they have negotiated farm out terms with Hillcorp Energy on all 5 leases. Upon finalization, Hillcorp will initiate efforts to drill a 17,000-foot test on the farm-out acreage, and consequently, Exxon is asking for the September 11, 2013 spud date be deferred until April 1, 2014 in order for Hillcorp to have sufficient time for planning and obtaining the necessary permits to drill their well. The staff recommends extending ExxonMobil's spud date to April 1, 2014 for reasons stipulated above. Moving on, today we have an appearance by Harvest Oil and Gas for State Lease 17156, and we'll also have an appearance for State Lease 3762 and 3763. All these leases are in Vermilion Block 16.
Mr. Vaughn,
Mr. Vaughn, you can present the item on number one, Stately 17-156, to start off.
Start off with the recommendation, Ms. Stanton.
Yes, sir. We have a settlement agreement on that. Is that correct?
Correct. On State Lease 17-156, the staff would recommend that the board rescind the driller drop letter dated April 11, 2013, which required Harvest to release 405 acres if they did not drill a well by April 2nd, I believe was the date. And we recommend that letter be rescinded. We have reached a settlement with Saratoga concerning 17-156, and as part of that settlement, Saratoga has agreed to release 605 acres from State Lease 17-156 within 60 days of finalizing the agreement. They will submit a plan of development for State Lease 17-156 in January 2015. And they will spud a well by July 1st, 2015.
Okay, we have a representative from Harvest here. Would you please identify yourself?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Talley. Thank you very much. My name is Colleen Jarrett. I'm with the law firm of Slattery, Marino, and Roberts in New Orleans. I'd like to say good morning to all the board members as well. We've had a number of negotiations with the staff at DNR and also with the Attorney General's office, and we've been very pleased with the response that we've received from them, and we're very glad that we were able to come to this resolution with respect to 17-156. Thank you.
Are there any questions or comments from the board?
Sanders, question, please. 17-156, is that the 2015 deadline? Is it deadline for...
That would be if they submit a plan of development by January 2015, and then that a well be spud by July 1st, 2015.
Thank you. I didn't see the date in the information that I have. Thank you.
Are there any other board questions? Are there any public comments at this time?
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Sanders, second.
I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Sanders.
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
I need a motion. Are there any other items?
On item two, the appearance by Saratoga on state leases 3762 and 3763, the staff in Saratoga has come to an agreement, and the staff would recommend that the letter dated April 11, 2013, requesting a plan of development or a release of 20% of the non-producing state lease acreage on State Lease 3762 be rescinded also, and that's our recommendation on that lease, those two leases.
I'll make a motion to rescind the letter.
Any comments?
No comments. We support the recommendation. Thank you.
Any public comments? Okay, thank you.
Well, I'll second.
I have a motion from Mr. Cordero, a second from Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
That's, that's all for the appearances. The next thing would be Mr. Bradbury.
Mr. Charles Bradbury. Yes. Thank you.
Good morning. I have two matters to bring before the board's attention this month. We have some ongoing force majeure situations that need additional extension. Black Elk Energy has approached us and requested that the extension be granted until the September 11, 2013 board meeting or another 90 days. Looks like an alternative method of putting the thing on production may actually come through for them. This one was shut in because of a pipeline rupture that occurred like 30 miles away, but they're at the end of the line, so they're looking at being able to jump into another facility here shortly. The second extension request is from the Harvest Group. They request to extend the force... They request an extension of the force majeure recognition. I'm not sure what yours says here, but mine says on State Lease 2345. I don't even know why that's in there. That should be the operating agreement A0311. And it's in a request for an extension of 90 days until the September 11th board meeting. This is a situation where the company has been competing with several others for the same workover barge and everything. It turns out we're down to a handful of them. One of them was damaged last year in the hurricane. And right now they're third in line for this rig. Talked to the rig company. They said 60 to 70 days. So we request that you grant them until the September 11 board meeting on that. And that's for operating agreement A0311.
Thank you.
You recommend extending both of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Are there any questions from the board? Any public comments? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all reports, reviews, and recommendations by the staff.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Arnold, a second by Mrs. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero. Second by Mr. Anderson. Mr.
Sanders.
Thank you.
That is Juba's chair.
The committee is now adjourned.
That's Juba's chair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Too much. Thank you.
I'd like to call the order to the Nomination Track Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Brouillette. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Miller. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith. Mr. Klein. Good morning, Mr. Fontenot. We have a quorum. I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 79 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the properties are located for today's lease sale. We had a letter of protest by Lake Arthur Reclamation Company Limited dated May the 23rd, 2013, pertaining to tract number 43261, situated in Cameron Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and recognizes that the aforementioned tract contains both claimable water bottoms and privately owned lands within. Therefore, tract 43261 was advertised correctly and is to be left up for today's lease sale. Incidentally, there were no bids on that tract for today's lease sale. Item C is tract 43204 from the May 8, 2013 mineral lease sale. A sealed bid under tract 43204 was received timely by this office, opened, read, and deferred at the May 8, 2013 mineral lease sale. Tract 43204 received one bid and was advertised as 1,789 acres. The bid was for a portion containing 30.98 acres. The bidder was Gold King Resources, LLC. The bid was for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $7,745 or a per-acre value of $250. Annual rentals were $3,872.50 and royalties were 22%. The staff recognizes it as an acceptable bid and recommends that the board award a lease on track 43204 to Gold King Resources, LLC, dated and effective June 12, 2013.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept staff recommendation. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item, 59 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the August 14th, 2013 lease sale, or pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at this office for the August 14, 2013 lease sale.
Okay. Motion second to accept staff recommendation. Motion by Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion is second to adjourn this committee. Motion, Mr. Schutz. Second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee is closed. Thank you, Mr. Fontenot.
Thank you, sir.
I think call the audit committee to order. Roll call, Mr. Lambert. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Brule?
Here.
And myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Is our designee.
Thank you. Item number one is a penalty waiver request from Apache Corporation for a penalty in the amount of $99,794.07 billed for the late payment of royalty. This item was deferred at last month's meeting. On November 25, 2012, Apache Corporation paid the state a total of $278,945.59 in late royalty for January 2003 through September 2012. The payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding in excess of 6 years. Through an internal audit, Apache found the money had been paid to the MMS instead of the state of Louisiana. Payment was remitted to correct this error. Apache paid $109,638.34 in interest on February 14, 2013. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending no penalty be waived because royalty was outstanding more than 6 years. The amount owed the state would remain $99,794.07. It is the policy of OMR to treat all items submitted on a single state royalty report as one whole. In determining the outstanding royalty period for late payments, the earliest disposition date on the report is used as the measure. Penalty protocol allows for a 75% reduction for royalty outstanding 3 years or less, 50% reduction for royalty outstanding 6 years and less, 6 years or less, and no reduction for anything in excess of 6 years. Apache's state royalty report was submitted on November 25, 2012. The total outstanding on that report more than 6 years was $104,564.25. This includes royalty that was due between the months of February 2003 and November 2006. And we do have representatives from Apache present if you have any questions.
I have a question. So obviously they found it on their own.
Yes, sir.
They reported to us that paid 100% of the interest due. They have taken corrective measures so it doesn't happen again.
I understand that they have, yes.
And according to protocol, there's no...
There's no waiver because a portion of it was outstanding more than 6 years, about a third of it.
Has this issue come before us before, besides last month?
With other companies, I'm not aware of
an issue. I don't recall anyone would have actually paid the wrong government agency.
Oh, no. To my knowledge, I've never had that happen, no.
Private, yes, but not another government agency.
Right.
I mean, it would be my inclination. As chairman, I can't make a motion to grant some type of waiver. But obviously, it's up for discussion.
Have we had many issues with Apache?
Apache is one of our larger payers. They have their issues. They're not perfect, but they're not the worst.
Question.
Yes, sir.
The board has implicit authority to take whatever action they deem necessary under our rules.
Yes, sir.
Did you say they wanted to make a presentation? Or?
They're here if you have any questions for them.
I'd like to give them, I'd like to make a motion to give them a complete waiver of the whole amount, seeing that they found the issue, paid it, and paid all the interest and all with it. So I'd like to make a motion to waive the entire $99,794.07.
You have a motion to allow for 100% waiver. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Cordero. I would like to ask whoever's representing Apache to come forward. We do have one question for him. Good morning. Please state your name for the record as well.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Ken Moore. I'm with Apache Corporation.
My name is Johnny Berry. I'm with Apache Corporation.
Thank you. I mean, and we understand and appreciate that y'all found it, reported to us, and paid 100% interest. One of the questions I asked Ms. Newman was, have y'all taken measures to correct this so it doesn't happen in the future? Obviously, she thought y'all did, but we ought to hear from y'all saying y'all have taken these measures.
Yes, sir, we have. And what this stemmed from is, I don't want to go back too much into this, but it was a internal audit done by our audit group. They were looking at one of the properties, and there's an allocation by another company that we base our payments on. And when the allocation was done, there was a federal property and the state property, and there was a misallocation, so that's why the payment went to the O&R. Once this was discovered, it was worked out with the other company, which took a while to do that. At that point, then we came back and we recognized, hey, we've got to go back. We need to make payment to the state of Louisiana, and that's when the adjusted payments were made.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee?
I have a question. Sanders, for the record, please, sir. Can you give me a brief explanation how you paid the federal government the royalty as opposed to our agency? How
yes.
That mix-up came about?
Yes, sir. What happened was in the allocation on the state lease, it flows into a Main Pass 77, which is a federal lease, and the allocation of the oil is done at that point. When the allocation was done, it misallocated and overallocated to the federal lease. That's how the royalties are based off of that allocation when the revenue is booked. That's why the revenue was overpaid to the federal lease and underpaid to the state lease.
How long did it take y'all to find that?
Our internal audit group approached the other company in 2006. The other company was Chevron. They're the ones that do the allocation. So they approached them in 2006 and identified what we thought was a misallocation. Negotiations went back and forth. At the time, Chevron did not believe that the allocation was incorrect. So the negotiation took a while. Our internal auditors were finally, through negotiation, able to approach a operations engineer. He looked at the allocation and agreed that the allocation was incorrect. This came about in 2010. At that point, then the allocation reallocation had to be done. That process took a while to get the reallocation done and then back to us. And then once the final settlement happened
in June of
2012, and then actual settlement was agreed upon, then that's when we worked to get our payment to the state of Louisiana.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Did you get your money back from the federal government?
We got a piece of it back. There's a six-year statute that you can go back, so we got some of it back.
Okay.
I have a further question.
Yes, sir.
For the record.
Yes, sir.
We depend on our staff and trust our staff, a very good staff. But for the record, there was only a small portion. There was some issue about a small portion was delinquent to trigger the period?
Yes, sir, $104,000.
That's my question to you, Ms. Rachel. What was the portion of the total? It was roughly that.
It was nearly $105,000 of the total payment, which was $279,000. So it was about a third.
And because the third was outstanding for what period of time?
More than 6 years.
More than 6 years, that triggered the penalty for the whole.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any further comments or questions from the committee? Do you have any comments or questions from the public? A motion. Do you have a vote on the motion, please? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none opposed. Motion passes. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. Item 2.
Item number 2 is a recoupment request from Ballard Exploration Company for an overpayment in the amount of $86,476.39. The state lease number involved is 18158. For August through September 2012, Ballard paid oil royalties based on estimates higher than the actual sales. Staff has verified the corrected volumes and values and recommends that Ballard Exploration Company be allowed to recoup this $86,476.39 from future royalties.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Motion from Segura to accept. Second from Mr. Sanders to accept staff's recommendation. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to the motion? Hearing none, the item carries. Item 3 is in executive session.
Yes, sir. A discussion in executive session of Gold King Operating Company placed on demand for audit exceptions.
Okay. Any motion to go into executive session? A move by Ms. Cordero, second by Mr. Sanders. Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are in executive session. Thank you. A motion to come out of executive session.
Move
by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Segura. Any comments or questions? Anyone against? Hearing none. We are back in open session. After having our discussion in the back, I believe, is a motion in order?
The staff requests permission to expand the current demand to all entities and individuals connected to the audit or to any Gold King entities. And a failure to have a positive response, we request authority from the AG to pursue litigation.
Give our staff's recommendation on that item.
Move.
Move by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Brouillet. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Item 4.
Item number 4 is the staff report to the committee that the election for June 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There be no further business before our committee. We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting. Could we have a roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Mr. Segura?
I'm here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Briette? Here. Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert? Mr. Miller? Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Graves? Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great. Thank you very much. At this time, let's just recess and go back into the committee meetings where we'll pick up with the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Do we have a motion to recess, Mr. Schutz? Second by Mr. Lambert. Any public comment? All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're in recess until we finish the committee meetings.
Legal and Title. Mr. Hector, you call the meeting to order. Let me give you the roll call, and then I'll designate who's going to speak today. Thank you. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr.
Here.
Sodaro.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Lambert's here. Thank you. Miller. Miller. Morton. Now present. Mr. Smith. And Mr. Yeah. Representative is not here either. We have a quorum. Recognize you, sir.
Thank you, and once again, good morning to all.
Thank you, sir.
Let me start by saying there are several requests on today's agenda for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement, and I would like to remind you that the procedures for operating agreements are in your binders. Item number one is a request for final approval of an amendment of that certain operating agreement effective October the 19th, if I can get it out, 1956. Whereas the State Mineral and Energy Board of the State of Louisiana and Texas Petroleum Investment Company desire to amend the operating agreement to include language which provides the operator the ability to maintain the property by in-lieu state production interest payments, oil and gas payments, and other language required by prior resolutions affecting operating agreement A0003, situated in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item number 13-18. Authority was granted to the staff at the May 8, 2013 mineral lease sale to negotiate for an amendment of the operating agreement to provide language for maintenance and orderly development of the operating tract. The staff recommends final approval of the aforementioned agreement amendment between the Mineral Energy Board and Texas Petroleum Investments Company.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I'll second.
State your name for the record, please.
Paul Segura.
Thank you.
And Mr. Arnold made the original motion.
Thank you very much. Any comment from the board on the motion? Any public comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously.
The second item is a request for final approval of a second amendment to that certain unitization agreement dated October the 14th, 2009, by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Expert Oil and Gas, LLC, whereas said parties desire to amend paragraph 9B of the Lake Salvador Voluntary Unit Agreement by deleting said paragraph and replacing it with a revised paragraph 9B affecting state lease numbers 19202, 19203, 19204, 19205, 19206, and 19232. They're located in Lafourche and St. Charles Parishes, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on docket as number 1321. The staff recommends final approval of the aforementioned amendment between the State Mineral Energy Board and Expert Oil and Gas.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I'd like to make a motion to approve staff's recommendation.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Would you state your name for the record, please? Thank you, Mr. Guyon. Is there any public comment on this item? Board comment or question? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
The third item is a request for final approval of a lease extension and amendment by and between the state through the State Mineral and Energy Board and Dynamic Offshore Resources, LLC, et al., whereas said parties desire to amend the primary term of state lease number 19718 from 5 years to 5 years and 6 months, with an option by lessee to extend an additional 6 months. The extension of the primary term shall be in consideration of the payment of the full rental on or before July 9, 2013. The option period may be exercised by payment of the full rental per acre amount of the acre provided for in the subject state lease on or before January the 9th, 2014. The royalty percentage in paragraph 6 is increased from 21.5% to 22%, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument and placed on the docket for approval as item 1322. The staff recommends final approval of the aforementioned lease amendment between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Dynamic Offshore Resources, LLC, L-Log Blue Water Holdings, LLC, and L-Log Exploration Company, LLC.
Pleasure, please.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Any question from the public or comment? Any board comment or question on this motion? Hearing none. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none. The motion carries unanimously.
Item 4 is a request by Chesapeake Energy for a waiver of all or a portion of the liquidated damage assessment levied on the late release of State Lease Number 20543 in the amount of $27,200, being in Sabine Parish, Louisiana. By letter dated August the 22nd, 2012, Chesapeake was notified that State Lease Number 20543 had expired and a recordable release was requested. A recordable release was forwarded to this office 272 days late. This is Chesapeake's 13th infraction. In compliance with the criteria for waiver, the staff cannot recommend to the board that it waive or reduce the liquidated damages because of the 13 infractions, and the criteria does not allow for a reduction when the bonus paid on said leases, being $116,480, is larger than the liquidated damage amount. However, in spite of this protocol, the board has the authority to waive all or any part of the liquidated damages based on the consideration of any other factors bearing on this issue. There are a representative from Chesapeake today who would like to address the board.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Would you like to state your name for the record?
Sure. My name is Ben Russ. I'm with Chesapeake Energy. I act as the Southern Division Counsel.
Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate your time here this morning. I've got a quick and short timeline of events if I could hand everybody so you could look at while we go over what occurred here. Just want to make sure it's clear that it wasn't an issue of here, I'll give y'all one as well. An issue of receiving a release demand and us ignoring it for 272 days. I think I have enough for everybody. I got them all lined up. Thank you. Actually, yeah, perfect.
While this is being distributed, sir,
sure.
I'm sure you can give us an executive synopsis of this without us having
absolutely
lay the entire procedure.
Sure, I'd love to.
Would you wait until they have it? Just a moment, please.
Sure.
Everybody has it in front of them. There might be a specific item you want to bring up. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
I'll be brief. Long story short,
we're not rushing you.
Sure. With regards to State Lease 20543 and the Laboque well, a lease was taken with the state effective February 9, 2011. The first well was actually spud prior to that date, and first sales were obtained on that well in July of 2011. We had continuous production going forward, but in December we had an issue with a third-party pipeline that was actually blocked. On the very back of that packet, you'll see a picture of the pipe that eventually had to be cut and replaced due to the blockage. Basically, what occurred with that, an actual shut-in payment was made in May of 2012. That payment was late, and it appears that payment actually triggered the August letter from the state. If you look two pages in, the August 22nd letter, which we received on the 28th, actually doesn't say why the state took the position that the lease was terminated. So between the time frame of this 272 days, letters were going back and forth from August, September, October, November, and December, in which we thought we had a valid lease. And it wasn't until October that we actually were told what the position was by the state in which the lease should be terminated. We responded again in November, and the state responded with their position in December. At that point, we internally looked at it and said, hey, do we really want to fight this issue, or do we want to go ahead and release it based on the state's position and their disagreement with why we think the lease is valid? And at that point, we decided in March to go ahead and release the lease and attempt to get an operating agreement. From the time frame that we received the December response and the final position from the state to March 8th was 85 days. So I just wanted to make it clear that we didn't just receive a demand and sit there idly for 272 days and not address it. There was an active discussion going back and forth with staff during that time frame. And one additional point, and then I'll the second page of your packet will show each month during this time frame in which we continued to pay royalties. And it was our position that we still had a valid lease, and we in good faith continued to pay royalties during this time frame up until March, when we actually finally released it at that time. So we have roughly $123,000 that we've paid after the termination date in the end of the lease.
Neil, do you have anything you want to add to it? Anything you want to add, Mr. Heck?
Only that when we made the initial demand on them, we made the initial demand because of their first late payment. They have never answered that. In other words, during the whole time of their discussion of this matter, every time we answered their reason for it not being dead, we answered, then they gave another reason, and then we answered, and they gave another reason. In other words, we've had three different reasons why it was paid late in the first place, all of which we answered that this did not keep the lease alive. So we think the lease died back when we first told them, and that the reasons they gave for the lease still being valid were not, in fact, valid.
And go ahead. Go ahead.
Mr. Lambert.
I was just, I'm new up here pretty much, but I'm just curious about something. To this gentleman.
Yes, sir.
Define a shut-in payment for you. That's when you shut a well down and you pay so much to the mineral board.
Right.
In exchange for that, is that correct?
Right. Based on this lease, we had established production, and in certain situations, if production goes down, you're allowed to pay a shut-in to hold the lease without production.
All that has to do with price, right?
It has to do with that we don't actually have production at that time, and it allows you to save the lease. That's the interesting thing with the state leases, and I will tell you that there was a mess up internally with us with regards to tracking this well when it went down and the actual interpretation of the lease. Because
I'm looking at your chronology here.
Sure.
I'm looking on March the 9th,
yes,
2012.
Sir.
You earlier said something about a pipeline. It was not functional. That caused you. What was the name of that line?
Well, I don't know the name of the line off the top of my head, but basically that was the sales line. And we didn't have a problem with the well. The well was producing just fine, but that pipeline was clogged. And once that company finally troubleshooted it and realized, hey, we've got a major problem here, they actually had to cut it out, replace that section. By the time all that was done, it was June of the next year before production began again.
Are you making an argument here that in exchange for losing the lease, as long as you make royalty payments, that prolongs the lease?
No, sir. I'm making the argument that we thought we had a good faith reason that the lease was still valid under the lease rider, which indicated we had 18 months to obtain an interstate market despite the shut-in requirement under 6D, and that was our argument through December, and we continued to pay royalties in good faith because we thought we still had a valid lease.
What were the three different reasons you gave?
Well, here's actually the chronology. The first August letter we received from the state did not give a reason why it was terminated. It's a form letter that states, if you believe that the lease is terminated and your records agree with that, you need to release it. It doesn't say the effective date of the termination, when the 90 days starts. It just simply states, we think And I don't. It says.
So what? But what was your reason? Your reason was because the letter was not.
Right.
Clear?
I mean, my first response to the August letter, and I wrote it in September, was, please tell me why you think the lease is terminated, because our records, we think it's still valid. And then that's when I received the my letter was in September, and then I received the October letter from the state that stated that it was terminated by two reasons. Either we failed to pay a rental payment under paragraph 3 and 4, or we failed to pay the shut-in payment under 6D.
Is that true? Did you fail to do that?
Partially. Under 3 and 4, those weren't triggered because we actually had a producing well. So, therefore, a rental payment was not due, and that's why we didn't pay that. Now, the shut-in payment, yes, technically, that we could have paid the shut-in payment, and if it would have been paid by March, we wouldn't be sitting here today.
In a nutshell, tell me why you think you should prevail with your argument.
Because I think we had a commentary going back and forth and debating the validity of the lease with the state that was not broken. It was continuous from August to December. And at that point, when the state said, no, we don't agree with your decision based on the rider, we made a decision to release the lease and not fight it from that point on. And we did that within a 90-day period from December 10th until March. So, I mean, our basic position is we were going back and forth with the state arguing the validity of the lease during that time frame.
Okay. What was the state's position?
The state's position was that the first time that they didn't pay on time, that it was dead. And what we kept getting back was three different arguments as to why it wasn't dead. Every time we answered one, they gave us a different reason. And so, in the end, we finally said, no, none of these reasons you've given us for the lease still being alive are good. We still believe because you didn't pay timely the first time that the lease died. And then they finally said, yeah, okay, we agree with you.
Yeah, we only gave one reason, that was November. The November letter is the only time that we gave our position on why the lease should be valid, and that was because we received a letter from the state in October outlining their position of why the lease should be terminated. So the November letter is our only response actually addressing specific demands of why it should be released.
Any further questions from board members?
I had a question. It's more, I guess, more directed towards the staff. With the pipeline not being available, would that qualify as a force majeure?
It depends on if they had another way to get the product out. Mm-hmm. And besides which, when they said the ability to get it out on that line was not there because of the damage to the line, that was after the fact. That was not when we said they failed to do what they were supposed to do under the lease. So they, at the time we said that they should have done something, they never said that the ability to do something wasn't there.
If I'll add too that even under a force majeure, if they have another means of holding the lease, they're required to do that. Yeah. Is that correct, Mr. Bradbury?
That's correct.
I have a question.
Paragraph 13.
But the issue right now is not whether they should keep their lease or not. The issue is whether they should be paid the $27,200 in liquidated damages, right?
That's correct.
Right. They've given up the lease?
Right. And the next item will address that.
That's all
that. Okay. So, the issue is you're asking
for a waiver.
All these circumstances happen, but you're asking for a waiver of the...
Yes, sir.
Of the penalty. You were supposed to pay, should have paid the shut-in in March, but it was paid in May. But then a letter didn't come concerning it until August.
Yes, sir.
Which, in your opinion, was not specific?
Yes, sir.
And then there was a time after that back and forth on whether you had a valid lease or whether the lease was supposed to be released. So, anyway, as far as talking about the as far as talking about the shut-in payment, there seems to have been some misunderstanding as to when you should have paid the shut-in payment. If you would have paid it properly, then this wouldn't have been an issue, right? And they would have maintained the lease.
Correct.
And the whole issue is you charge so much per day, $100 a day, 272 days, hence the $27,200. But you did file your shut-in payment 50-something days late in May.
Right.
Okay.
Further question or comment from the board?
Notwithstanding the issues with the lease, as far as the let me ask this question. What is the issues with the 13 other infractions?
That is part of the formula for the criteria. We report to you how many infractions they've had.
You're asking what the 13 infractions were?
Yeah. What are the other problems?
I don't know. We didn't go. We have to go back and look at those and see.
Is there a way to characterize the infractions? Are they major infractions, minor infractions?
I don't really know. I'm not really familiar with it.
What I'd like.
I mean, I hadn't gone back and looked at it. It's been a while.
Okay. What I'd like to do, I'd like to make a motion to reduce the debt.
Just one second, please, Paul. Is there any other question by a member of the board? What we in this discussion?
Senator, I can't hear you, man.
Is there another question or observation by a member of the board before we entertain a motion? We were soliciting information here, and we finished that apparently, but I just want to be sure that everybody's had an opportunity to speak on the board if they have any questions. Thank you, Paul.
Considering the amount of time that went by, I know that the entire time until they came to some sort of agreement was 272 days, but they actually did make the payment in 53 days, I believe it was. I'd like to make a motion to reduce the damages by 75%.
Second.
I have a question.
Just one second, please. Yes, you.
Just a question about the shut-in payment. Was that refunded back to them since they were giving up the lease?
Yeah, it was rejected.
The shut-in payment was rejected. So
yes,
it was
sir.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
But there's.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Mr. Lambert.
Yeah. The total amount owed is how much?
$27,200.
And one more time, why did you continue to pay royalty payments?
Because it was our position that the lease was still valid.
You were trying to maintain the lease. That's why you were doing.
Right. We believe the lease was still valid.
How much of how? Well, what did you pay in royalty payments? How much on that time?
From June of 2012 through March of 2013, when it was released, it was roughly $123,000.
Is the issue here, it seems like, or one issue is that you have a set of rules and regulations governing issuing leases on state property. And by doing what you're saying, we're altering that process. We're making an exception. Maybe this board's done that in the past. I don't have any idea, although the board does have the authority, discretionary. My thoughts that if you paid that much in, you were paying money in to the state. So, I mean, I'm not... I think I could go along with the recommendation of the chairman. I think I could go along with your recommendation.
Ian, are you sure?
Okay. 25% is what they pay, huh?
They would, they would reduce the $27,200 by 75%.
With a clear warning and understanding, don't come back with that problem.
Understood. May I ask one point of clarification. If the reduction is passed, and I appreciate that, is that just and we're unable to come to a successful operating agreement under 5, will we just reduce that amount on the amount of overpayment that we've made? Because this lease is effectively terminated in March, so I have overpaid that $123,000. And we hope to get an operating agreement reached.
Would you reduce what?
I'll address that. That's a completely different issue. Then you would fall under the statutory provisions for producing on unleased acreage, and you would have to pay under those provisions.
But not until the well pays out.
Right. It would be refunded to you as per the terms of the state statutes.
Okay. So that the amount that we've overpaid now would be refunded minus the reduction that occurs today, possibly?
It would be refunded in full. You're going to get a new invoice for the smaller amount for the 25%, and you pay that. It's handled completely separately. The penalties and the royalties are completely separate.
Okay, but the royalties would be refunded?
Yes, if we don't come to an agreement on the operating agreement.
I would like to make a comment, please. I would suggest to you that what you're doing is what I saw at our last meeting. You're trying to change the rules, because that's basically what you're asking. But we have a set of rules up here that's been here for many, many years, way before I got here. In the future, I would do it their way, not do it in a hybrid fashion.
Sure.
Just what you've done. About equity, in my view, dictates, you know, maybe some fairness here, and that's why I'm willing to do that. But I think the staff, this is a good staff, and I think they make solid recommendations. And, you know, I'm not going to vote against their recommendations often. I'll tell you that right now.
Thank you, Mr. Lambert. Any other comments or questions by any member of the board? Any public comment concerning?
I do have one question.
Yes, sir. You're recognized.
I appreciate Mr. Gore's waiver at 75%. I'm not sure if it's enough. I think they acted in good faith. They obviously made a shut-in payment. They had some misunderstandings. There was a blocked, obviously, pipeline. Obviously, they're a large operator in the state. 13 previous infractions for Chesapeake. I mean, it seems like a lot, but they are one of our larger operators. If it's okay with Mr. Segura, I would like to amend his motion to make it 100% waiver.
Mr. Segura, any objection to amendment of your motion?
No.
Any objection by the seconding party?
No.
You're looking for a second?
No, just whether there was an objection by the seconding party to the amendment. So the motion is to, for the record, to waive it all?
That was my amendment to the motion, yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll second.
What is the motion? I'm confused.
To waive 100% of the penalty.
To waive 100%?
Yes, sir.
That's the motion. Okay.
My understanding is there is a motion to reduce it by 75%. That motion was amended to change the 75% to 100%, correct, to waive all of it. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So I'm understanding it correctly.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a substitute motion to waive 50% of it.
Well, I'll have to rely on someone who's on the rule.
I've got
to
have a second.
Quarters. I think we have to vote on it.
Got to have a second.
Vote on the motion that's on the
if
floor.
If I don't, and it just dies.
Mr. Heck, tell us what we need to do.
Is there a second to
Mr. Lambert's motion? No second, Mr. Lambert.
That's fine.
Motion on the floor is 100% waiver.
And I'd like to second that motion. Cordero would like to second.
Thank you for placing your name of record, sir. Is there any public comment on this motion? Any further board comment on this motion?
Are we voting? Yeah.
We're fixing to call for a vote.
Yeah, I'm going to put me down for
no. Who made the second?
I'm going to vote no on this one.
Yes, sir. I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor, not just give me just your verbal, will be fine, and I'll call for any opposition. Mr. Lambert, you vote?
No, I'm voting no.
Okay.
I'd like to vote no on the 100% waiver. I would support a 75% reduction. I think there is a penalty that should be paid. I will not support a complete 100% waiver.
Okay, so that's two. What's the pleasure of the board on the motion? Balance of the vote, the board.
I'll support 100%.
Everybody else supports 100%. Motion carries.
Thank you very much for your comments. Thank you, Mr. Lambert, for your comments.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your appearance today, sir.
Okay, item number five is a request by Chesapeake Operating Inc. for an authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering 80 acres of former state lease number 20543, situated in the west half of the southwest quarter, section 34, township 9 north, range 12 west, Sabine Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until September the 11th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. This acreage was originally in the Jurassic RA SUJ unit, which was a producing unit. The well was shut in due to pipeline problems, and State Lease 20543 was not properly maintained due to the lack of an internal communications with the operations and land departments. The acreage has been released and placed back in commerce. The well is currently producing. It is the recommendation that the board grant staff the authority to negotiate for an operating agreement covering 80 acres of former state lease number 20543 until September the 11th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
Okay, you heard the recommendation of the staff.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Segura.
Second by Cordero.
Thank you, Mr. Cordero. Is there any discussion by the board on this matter, on the motion?
Just for, I guess, question and clarification, this is the same exact lease we just spoke about that was released.
That is correct.
And Chesapeake has spent well over $1 million developing this lease, correct? I mean, obviously they have. It is productive.
Apparently.
Maybe we'll come back up and explain. I mean, obviously, I know y'all released it with the intention of keep operating on.
Correct. Yeah, we're the operator of the current well that's producing.
Okay.
And those wells, you know, at the time were running from $8 to $10 million to drill and complete. So I don't know a specific number, but that's.
But a significant investment has been made on this property, absolutely. Which is why we're looking for an operating agreement.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there another question or comment by any member of the board? The chair has a question from the staff. By approving this recommendation here, since they lost the release or it was terminated, the operating agreement is designed to put them back in or replace them in as the lease lessee.
Well, it would give the state the opportunity to share in production.
Before the well pays out.
Okay. Any public question or comment about this matter? What's your pleasure, board? Any objection?
You're
Mr. Lambert?
Yeah, I called the docket review committee to order.
No, sir, I have to get this. I have a pending motion, Mr. Lambert.
Didn't take much to wind me up.
I understand that. Is there any
speak
objection?
Speak closer to the mic.
Thank you, sir. Getting close to lunch. Is there any objection to the motion by any member of the board? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heck and Mr. Emil.
The sixth item is a request by Louisiana Onshore Properties for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering 575 acres, which covers portions of former state lease number 20826, 20828, and 20829 in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until September the 11th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. The aforementioned leases were awarded at the January 11, 2012 meeting by the Mineral and Energy Board to Carey Sioux Energy, Inc. Approval for an assignment of said leases was granted at the October 10, 2012 meeting to Louisiana Onshore Properties, LLC. after the assignment, each party thought the other party was going to tender rental payments timely. Rentals for the said leases were not paid, and acreage has been released and placed back into commerce. It is the recommendation that the board grant staff the authority to negotiate for an operating agreement covering 575 acres, which covers portions of state lease numbers 20826, 20828, 20829 in Iberia Parish. The authority to negotiate shall be until September the 11th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board for approval, whichever occurs first.
I move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Segura.
Second. Second.
Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any comment by the public on this motion? Any board discussion or comment? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
The seventh item is a request by Houston Energy LP for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering title disputed lands within state lease number 21102 situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until September the 11th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. The disputed lands mentioned above involve those Berry Islands known as Ile Deniers. An agreement between LL&E and the state of Louisiana was executed on July the 24th, 1997. The agreement was to facilitate a coastal restoration project and compromise the dispute over mineral title. The nomination and the lease was made with the assumption that the Berry Islands belonged to LL&E. Therefore, the lease description less and accepted the Ile Denier Wildlife Management Refuge. Further title research indicated that the mineral rights under the Berry Islands may be unleased. It is the recommendation that staff be given authority to negotiate for an operating agreement covering title disputed lands within state lease number 21102 situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until September the 11th, 2013, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
It's a pleasure of the board. Chair will entertain a motion.
Move to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr.
Cordero, second.
Thank you, Mr. Cordero. Is there any board discussion of the motion, concerning the motion? Any public comment or discussion concerning the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And the final item on the agenda is a discussion in executive session.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Second. We're executive session. We'll be back shortly. Turn shortly, but I should speak Bernie. I was 30 years ago.
63 and you're right, right. Really excited. Item number 8
Make a motion, come back to executive session.
Sanders, move.
That's second.
Second.
Item number 8 was a discussion in the executive session. It was advisory only. No action is needed, and that will complete the items on today's agenda for legal and title.
Thank you very much. Good, ma'am.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. We're adjourned. Legal entitled adjourned. Ready? Okay, the docket review committee will be called to order. Madam Secretary, would you mind calling a roll? You don't have the roll. All right, I'll do it. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Arnold? Bruyette?
Present.
Schutz?
Here.
Cordero?
Here.
Lambert? Sanders? Smith? A quorum is present. At this time, I'd like to call on Macy Dennis to present the staff's recommendations.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the June 12, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number one. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items 13. Item 14, defer at the request of the staff. Please approve items 15 through items 18. Item 19, approve subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 20 through items number 23. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 7, and that will complete the staff's recommendations to the docket review committee.
Are there any questions from the board? Anyone care to make a public comment? I'll entertain a motion. Motion by Mr. Smith to accept staff recommendation.
Second.
Seconded by Paul. Any objection? No objection, so ordered. I need a motion to adjourn this committee. So made by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Cordero. No objection. This committee is adjourned.
Thank you.
At this time, I would like to entertain a motion to go back in the regular session for the regular board meeting. We have a move by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Cordero. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. We will resume with item 2, is the approval of the May 8, 2013 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Smith. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. 3A, Lease Review Committee. B, the Nomination and Track Committee. C, the Audit Committee. D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee. And E, Docket Review Committee. Do I have a recommendation to or any questions or discussion on those committee recommendations? We have a motion by Mr. Smith to approve the committee recommendations.
Second.
Second by already by Mr. Cordero. Thank you, though. Any further questions or comments? Any comments by the public? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Those motions carry. All right. Mr. Sanders has an issue you'd like to discuss this time.
Sanders recommend. Can I speak, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the board, I would like to make the following motion that the Mineral and Energy Board authorize the staff to complete the drafting of the revised oil and gas lease form that Mr. Heck has been working on and that was previously discussed by the board.
So the motion just to allow the staff to continue working on the,
yes, sir.
The revised lease.
Yes, sir.
I'll be happy to second that motion.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Sanders and a second by Mr. Arnold. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment?
I have one comment that this is in an effort to hopefully address some of the issues that have come before the board in dealing with certain mineral leases and leaseholders.
and other aspects of it. And I appreciate the board considering this. Thank you.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. Do we have a motion to go in executive session?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session for our technical briefing. We'll be back shortly. Everyone is ready. I'd like to entertain a motion to go back into regular session. We have a motion by Mr.
Second.
Sanders, second by Mr. Brouillet. All in favor? All opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. We're back in regular session. Mr. Vaughn, I designate you to present these bids to us.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 43278, we had a bid by Swift Energy Operating. We're recommending that that bid be rejected for improper bid. There was no rental on the bid form. As to the remaining tracks, all of the bids on the remaining tracks are recommended to be accepted, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any questions or discussions on any of those bids?
I make a motion to accept.
Second, Sanders.
We have a motion to accept all the bids except for track number 43278.
Correct.
Any public comment? Any further discussion? I think in a minute. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Those bids are awarded. At this time, I'd like to open up a bidding on the floor. The bid submitted on track 43278 was just rejected by the board for improper bid. This time I'd like to entertain a motion and a second to offer track number 43278 for bidding from the floor.
Move, Sanders.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders, a second by Mr. Arnold. Any questions or discussion? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Okay, having received a motion and a second on track number 43278, that track is now offered for bidding from the floor. And do I have any bids from the floor on track number 43278 containing 215 acres?
Yes.
Can you come?
Morning.
Good morning. My name is Bill Williams. I'm an agent for Swift Energy Operating, LLC.
All right.
And Swift would like to offer a bid on track 43278, the entirety of the 215 acres, at $407.77 per acre for a total bonus of $87,670.55 with a rental payment of $43,835.28 with a royalty of 25%.
And the primary term?
Of 3 years.
Are there any other bids on the floor on track number 43278? Going once, going twice. Bidding on track number 43278 is now closed. What's the staff's recommendation on the bid received to track number 43278?
Mr. Chairman, the staff would recommend that the bid by Swift Energy Operating be accepted.
All right, great. Do I have a motion and a second to accept staff's recommendation of track 43278?
Sanders.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any discussion or questions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other business, Mr. Heck? Mr. Vaughn?
No, sir. That's it.
Great. Thank you. Item 6 is the announcements.
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale is $2,626,342.27, which brings our fiscal year-to-date total to $18,326,000. I also have an announcement about this year's oil and gas conference. It's going to be August 28th and 30th. Registration is now open for it, and registration for sponsors and exhibitors is also open. We have brochures at the back of the room for registration and for sponsor exhibitors.
Great. Good. We all look forward to the oil and gas seminar. It's a great program. I encourage you to come if you haven't been before. Item, if there's no further announcements by anyone, item 7 is the adjournment. Do you have a motion adjourned by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders? In public comment, if no questions, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned, and we'll see you next month. Oh, yeah.